Yes, the All England Club Grand Slam is upon us, and who better to chat all about it with than the one and only Mabel Bloomer here on RSN 927, head of Wimbledon starting Monday night. How are you, Mewa?
I'm good, thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me back.
No problem at all. It's really crept up, hasn't it, Wimbledon? And we'll look at all the great action and key contenders shortly. But first, some notable absences there, Mewa, starting with Rafael Nadal and Naomi Osaka, who pulled out within about 24 hours of each other a little over a week ago.
They both did. I can't say that either were a huge surprise, but it is a bit of a shame not to see some of the top players playing at Wimbledon this year.
Absolutely. Of course, probably Nadal more so, maybe a bit burnt out, probably reeling a little bit from that shock semi-final loss to Djokovic at the French Open, and probably needs a bit of a break, because as good as we've seen him on the grass before, it probably wasn't a tournament he was going to be winning.
No, definitely not. And there are reports that, you know, he has got a bit of a foot injury, so he's pulled out of not only the Wimbledon but also the Olympics. And considering the age of some of the top three players here, it's not a huge surprise, but hopefully we'll see him back in the future.
Of course, we last spoke the night of the French Open men's final, and Djokovic just wondrous in his comeback against Tsitsipas. We'll touch on the Joker, obviously, very soon, more than a key contender for the Wimbledon men's crown, obviously. But Naomi Osaka, we spoke about that night as well, and we hadn't heard from her too much in that week or so, the second half of the French Open. But obviously, that wasn't a massive surprise to see her pull out of Wimbledon.
No, it wasn't. And we haven't heard from her too much in the coming weeks since. She will be playing at the Olympics, which is super exciting, especially, you know, as she is a Japanese player and the Olympics will be held in Tokyo. But it's not a huge surprise to see her pull out of Wimbledon. Her agent has come out and said that she's spending some time with friends and family. So obviously we wish her the best, and we hope to see her in the best form when Tokyo 2021 rolls around.
Yeah, and as you say, obviously Osaka will still play the Olympics in Japan, which will be fantastic, and Rafael Nadal, though, will miss both Wimbledon and the Olympics there. But meanwhile, of course, we lost just a few days ago Simona Halep and Dominic Thiem from the draw too.
Yes, Scott, it's an extreme shame to see two of some of the best players go. Halep, obviously, with her calf injury, and Thiem with a really quite a serious injury and having to be in a splint for 2 weeks because of his wrist.
Turn to the one and only Mewa Bloomer here on RSN 927, head of Wimbledon, the All England Club Grand Slam, starting Monday night here on RSN 927. Look forward to delving into the men's and women's side of things in just a moment there, Mewa, but wasn't the tennis world sent into an absolute frenzy over the last 24 hours with the news Nick Kyrgios and Venus Williams would pair up in the mixed doubles?
I think more people than ever will be watching the mixed doubles with Kyrgios and Venus hitting the court. They are certainly an interesting duo, and I think they will make for great entertainment like Kyrgios always does, but also for some really quality tennis. They're both amazing players, and Venus is such an experienced player, especially now on the doubles. So I think not only will they be an extremely entertaining duo to watch, but also have the ability to do quite well.
Yeah, as you said, all eyes will be on that mixed doubles pairing, and really heightens the interest, which is great to see there, that pairing of Nick Kyrgios and Venus Williams. But on the men's and women's side of things, the ladies and, of course, gentlemen's singles at Wimbledon, Mewa. Now, we'll start with Novak Djokovic on the men's side of things there. Now, as we said last time we spoke too, if it wasn't the best ever already before the French, it's really hard, as you said, to argue against the facts. And you'd have to say that I think even a lot of people, even the most ardent Federer and Nadal fans, are probably thinking Djokovic, at least by the end of his career, will almost certainly be renowned as the best ever.
I think so. Well, going into this, he's aiming for his 6th Wimbledon and his 20th Grand Slam title, which will put him on par with Nadal and Federer. So, as I said before, the facts are hard to argue with. And I think, considering his age and how well he's playing and just the powerhouse of an athlete that he is, I think he's just going to continue to power on and power through. He's a top seed here at Wimbledon, and I think he'll just continue on. He's a hard force to stop.
Can anyone stop him? Obviously, a lot of talk about the Grand Slam for the whole year and the Golden Slam and winning gold at Tokyo as well. But if anyone stops him here, who do you think the most likely would be? Obviously, Medvedev and Demonor won the grass court lead-up events this week. Kyrgios playing singles too. We've seen him at his best on the grass before, but stringing it together over 7 matches, 5 sets has always been a big issue for Nick. Mm-hmm. But is it a Medvedev? Is it a Tsitsipas? Is it even a Federer back on the grass?
Well, look, I would love to see Federer come back and, you know, play his best at Wimbledon like we've seen him do so many times. But if I were to put a name out there, I would say more the Tsitsipases and the Medvedevs, because they are, as you said, I think age is coming into this a lot now. Tennis is back-to-back, and obviously with so many games being halted or adjusted because of COVID-19, I think these younger players are really doing well at being able to bounce back quite quickly and play. So I think some of these young players have got a lot of drive to win, but Djokovic just has just as much drive. So I really would like to say another name, but I think Djokovic is going to be extremely difficult to win.
Channel One only, me with Bloomer here on RSN 927. Wimbledon starting Monday night, and cannot wait for the tennis back on in earnest once again, but this time, of course, on the grass. Just before we look at the women's, which looks as wide open as ever for a Wimbledon that we've seen for a long time. Another Aussie in the men's side of things. We spoke about Demonor and Kyrgios and the like there, but Alexei Popyrin takes on your man, Kei Nishikori there, meanwhile. Cannot wait for this popcorn match round one.
He will be playing Kei, and I think it will be an extremely exciting match. Popyrin is playing really, really well recently, and although Kei Nishikori is, you know, a bit higher on the ranks of the ATP Tour, I think Popyrin will give him a really good run for his money, and I think it'll be a great match to watch.
Now, the women's side of things, meanwhile, last but not least, of course, you've got Ash Barty, probably the favourite. I don't think she's played a grass court match this season yet, though, so that throws a lot of intrigue there. You've got Serena Williams, obviously not quite what she was right in the market. So Sabalenka hits the cover off it. Kvitova, we've seen, of course, before winning at Wimbledon a couple of times, and just come up short in the final there in Germany against Angelique Kerber this week. Ostapenko, of course, won the French Open a few years ago in the best form I've seen her for years on the grass the last week. She won a lead-up tournament there as well. Swiatek, obviously right up there, but grass, she seems to really struggle a little bit on that. You've got the French Open champion this year, Krejcikova there, Muguruza, Coco Gauff, Robert Keener, etc. So it's really, really hard to pick a winner in the women's, I reckon, Miwa.
It is. It's definitely not as clear-cut as the men's is this Wimbledon, especially with players like Halep, you know, not being able to play this season. But I think if Ash, you know, she's had a few problems with injuries over the last few tournaments. So if provided that she's got none, I think she'll do quite well. But as you said, it's a bit of a tough one to pick.
Beautiful work as always, Miwa. Enjoy the tennis. Thanks so much for your time once again, and look forward to chatting throughout. Thanks again.
Thank you.